How goes it, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dat Movie Place, a place where we take movies and talk about if they're good or not. So, this week, we saw Joker. And we're going to get into spoilers later, but going into it, how did you guys, what did you guys think going in?
Who's on the show?
No. This is my show. We don't do that.
Here. Introduce us. Fine. I gotta get IMDb credit for this.
I'm Ian. To my right, as always, is Kyle.
Thank you.
Across the pond, we got Jaren.
You know, he said across the pond again.
Yeah, he's been saying it for weeks.
Do you ever wonder if Kyle's actually to his right?
No.
Okay. I do.
I trust the technique.
I'm more west, but...
And next thing, we got Gage.
Hey, did we lose the nickname somewhere? Not have nicknames anymore? Didn't we have nicknames for a long time?
What are you talking about?
Okay.
We had nicknames for a while. We've had a bunch of different nicknames.
Mario Lopez would so kill you, Jared.
No, I mean, I can name all of our nicknames if you want.
I don't remember any of them.
Really?
I remember maybe that's not true.
Wait.
I was the good boy. Yeah. And we had Cricket.
Yep.
Cricket on his shoulder. And yeah, the, okay.
Yeah, and then we had
Mine and the Child, yeah.
And then we had North Star.
North Star, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And then we also... What was mine? I remember Gage's was Timby Bimby.
I don't remember that.
And then, shit, what was the rest of them?
There was the cool guy name? Was it a cool guy name or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we had cool guy names, we had spooky names, we had the American names.
Yeah, we've had a lot of monikers, huh?
Did we have Wu-Tang names?
No. No.
Maybe next
we
week.
We will not have Wu-Tang names.
Okay.
Because Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with.
That is true.
I'm
not going to lie. I really thought that Ian was going to say Wu-Tang wasn't very good, and I was going to be sad about it. Anyway.
You said it, not me. So the Joker. How did you guys feel going into the Joker after seeing previews and stuff?
I only saw one trailer, and I was excited about it.
Wait, sorry, what was the question?
How did you feel going in to the Joker?
So, before? I was hesitant because that I saw everything coming out from, I forgot what film festival was. It was in France, maybe, where they premiered it first over there, and the reviews...
Cannes?
Was it Cannes? Cannes? Cannes?
I don't know.
Where reviews were really strong and everyone's calling for Oscars for Joaquin Phoenix and, you know, all this really positive buzz, and I'm like, okay... It can't be that good. I don't want to get my hopes up too much on this. And I know it's supposed to be a different kind of, I don't want to say comic book movie, but that's kind of where it's going to fall because of the source material. And me being a Batman Joker fan, I was ready to see it, but I didn't rush to the theater to see it on opening weekend or anything. I made sure I had found time. Also, part of that was I was at New York when it came out. I was ready to go, excited for it. But even sitting in a theater, I was like, okay, this is going to be a 2-hour thing, and I just hope it's good.
Okay. Yeah, Kyle?
I don't think I saw any trailers. I might have seen, like, a teaser trailer before the movie. I was kind of nervous to see this movie.
Nervous?
All the buzz with the, you know, increased security and...
Yeah.
And all that stuff. I didn't really want to see it opening weekend.
Okay.
In the event that, you know...
Someone didn't feel like being kind.
Yeah.
So here's when I want to interject real quick. When I saw it, it was... someone sat next to me in the theater who was by themselves, and they ordered 2 full meals, a milkshake and a Coke. And I was like, this dude's eating his last meal. He's going to pull out a gun.
Yep.
But yeah, I wasn't super excited before, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was like, well, it looks okay. I saw like the pictures of what he looked like in the makeup, and I was so fucking excited because he looked so cool.
Okay.
And then like I saw the trailer, I was like, this seems kind of like a boring take, I guess, on the Joker, and I wasn't super excited. I was going to go see it opening weekend, but I was like, well, I don't want to die. So we went last night. Saturday night.
Yeah, I went Saturday also. And Jared, you had seen it.
I saw it. I was like,
there was a moment where I was like, if someone was gonna shoot up the place, it would be at this point or this part.
Part in the movie, yeah. Like it would happen right now.
My gut dropped, and like I was like, all right,
isn't that that fucking terrible that we had that thought for this movie?
I did not have that thought at all.
I did. It crossed my mind.
Oh yeah.
So did you guys see any cops at the theater?
No.
When you went to see it?
No.
Okay, there were cops at our theater.
Yes.
Okay. Are they normally?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
So we're watching the movie, and out of the corner of my eye, I see something move, and so, of course, you know, the way my mind thinks, I'm like, okay, here we go. and I see somebody in, like, a full, like, bulletproof vest, gun clips.
Damn.
And things, and a gun. And I was like, that's a cop. I was like, holy shit, that's a cop. And then they backed off and went back into the shadows. And I was like, holy shit.
That's crazy. That's
but we went to like this crazy fucking nice movie theater. They had us sitting in, so you know the Alamo?
Yeah.
That's trash now compared to where we went.
Okay.
The movie tickets were $70 each.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
And we sat in these fully reclinable chairs.
Hold on, wait. What was the number you just said?
Did you guys say $70?
We had our own waiter. It was fucking great.
So the way that they set
bottle
people
service
up,
and everything.
It was two chairs, a separation in the whole movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
So you weren't just sitting next to Joe Schmo.
It was a Dolby Cinema thing. So they had like recliners
crazy.
And stuff. It was pretty
like,
cool.
Like you could lay your chair out all the way to the bed.
What the fuck? There's no way this is a thing.
Yeah, it is.
No, Hold on.
Go ahead.
It was fucking awesome. Awesome.
What's
Holy
it called?
Shit, this was Lynn Haven 18.
Why don't you check the group chat real quick, please?
All right,
thank
hold
you.
On.
The only problem with this is there were people walking in and out of our like lane or whatever pretty regularly.
Our breezeway.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna try this out. It fully reclines, here we go. So I did it and sure enough,
somebody
wanted popcorn and was coming back, and I'm like, I don't know what to do.
That's awesome.
So,
dude, it was if you guys ever come down to visit, we're watching a movie in that movie theater, and you will experience.
Wait, so was it $70 a person or $35 a ticket?
No, it wasn't.
No,
it was like $15.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like $15 a person.
But it felt like a $70 experience.
Dude, it was fucking nice. Holy
fucking,
shit.
Like, bass and, like,
it was the biggest movie screen I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, the rumble feature, it felt like I was getting kicked in the back the whole time. It was awesome.
Was it the 4D. The D-box where the chairs move?
Oh, the big D?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, dude, but you could. It was definitely an experience.
Okay. Okay. Well, so, okay, before we get into spoilers, let's say if we liked the movie and why without spoiling it.
Okay.
So who wants to start?
We'll start with Jarrett, since he saw it first.
Yep.
Oh, man, I wasn't ready for that. I don't think that there was a part of the movie that I didn't like at all, in the entire movie, which is to say, I have not seen a movie that I thoroughly enjoyed from start to finish without any could have been different moments in a very long time. I think the Joaquin Phoenix did a great job of portraying the Joker in a way that was relatable to people that may, you know, have had situations like that in their life where, you know, they may have a disability that they're made fun of for or whatever the situation is. And then just from start to finish, just the whole movie, everything about it was so, I didn't look at it as a comic book movie. I went in there and said that this was a really good Joker movie, but this on its own was a really good movie.
Right.
Which is not common for me to feel like that seeing a movie. So okay. It's hard for me to talk about it without explaining spoilers.
It
you know?
It is.
So should people see this movie?
100%.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Go see it as soon as you can.
I'll go through quick thoughts for me. I thought the movie was fantastic. I thought it was a really great film. I thought it would even be fine as a tragedy kind of art house movie without the Joker label.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it was its own character, I still think it would be a fantastic movie.
Yep.
I thought the acting all across the board was phenomenal. Cinematography, mm-hmm. top notch. Like, it felt like it felt like an Oscar bait kind of movie, but I don't think that's a detriment to the movie. The pacing was perfect for the tone because it is deliberately slow.
Mm-hmm.
It drags on, but it's on purpose. Some scenes linger too long, but that's by design, and I thought it worked super well. I thought the narrative was good. I liked the story they went with it, and this isn't a spoiler, but it's a different take on the Joker. It's a different story that's not pulled from a comic book. And I think it's a great parallel on how we see mental illness today, or even how they saw it then. And I think it makes a good commentary on what is going on. And I think some people might disagree with that who might be on a different spectrum for politics. But I think that's kind of the point. It's a depressing movie. I was uncomfortable at times with a lot of things. I was shocked. I was taken off guard. But I think it was great for a Joker origin kind of tale. I'm saying all these great things about it. I'm saying all these good things. But the thing is, I'm not rushing out to go see it again. Like, I think I am super satisfied with the one time I saw it, and I mm-hmm. won't go see it in theaters again, because it's not something that's going to makes me get up and go, like, hell yeah, I'm going to see the Joker. It's like, this is a process I have to get into and be in the mood for, because I know how just sad it is and, you know, heavy.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite representation of the Joker, I'll say that now. But I think it is great. I truly think it is a great Joker story. I think it is a great movie in general. I don't see it as a comic book movie either. I don't think anyone should look at this as a comic book movie. I think it's taking a character from a comic book and putting it different source material and giving it a new voice. And I think it is fantastic. So I say go see it.
I thought it was incredible. I'm not huge on, like, the whole Joker fad and everything. Like, everybody being like, the Joker's the coolest ever, like, and all that. But this was definitely, like, one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. It definitely, in my opinion, beat out the Avengers Endgame and Ooh. Avengers Infinity War. Just because of, like you said, the pace and the narrative. Like, it was lulling at a point, but not boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was slow, but not, like,
slow, but interesting. Old. Like, you're like, yeah. I have to see what's going on here, of course. But.
And, like, the twists and turns that you go on. Like, there were scenes where, like, I was like, good God. Like, Jesus Christ, come on. And, like, not like, in a bad way, but, like, it was so disturbing at some points that right. I was just, like, I, like, didn't want to watch it at some points. But, like, it was just... It was awesome. Like, honestly, I could... It's not my favorite interpretation of the Joker, like you said, mm-hmm. but it's definitely, like, right there. Like, neck and neck with it.
Hell yeah.
I liked it a lot. I was very bothered throughout probably most of the movie. I was biting my nails, and I'm like, oh, God. Like, I was so uncomfortable watching the movie, but it was so good.
Don't worry, the cops were there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we're dude. Safe. I think that Joaquin Phoenix might get the Oscar for best actor.
Really?
Because of this movie.
I think so. That.
Who directed this? Todd Phillips?
Todd Phillips, yeah,
I think right? so.
After hearing all the things that he said about him not making comedies anymore, I was kind of hesitant also, but it was really good. It was weird, like, connecting with the Joker in some parts, where it's like, oh, he's a stand-up comedian, and he writes jokes down in a book that only he think is funny, and, like, it's just...
And he did stand-up one time.
Yeah, and he, like, bombed, and, like, they taped it, and, oh, God. but, yeah, great, great movie. I agree with you, Gage, when you said I wouldn't necessarily see it again. I don't think I'm going to buy this movie when it comes out either.
Oh, I will.
I will as well,
And I'll watch it again in that situation. But I think it is a lot. I think it is heavy. It's not a feel good movie.
It's heavy. Yeah. It's fucking heavy. Do we want to give it scores, or do we want to save that for spoiler stuff?
I think we can give it a score now, yeah, and then go into detail.
So anyone that hasn't seen it will know where it ranks for us, and then they can turn this off and come back and finish it when they've seen it.
Yeah,
Jarrett, you start.
What are we giving this? Like 5, 10?
I would say give it a score that you think is
appropriate. Well, I'm saying like
out of 10.
Out of what? Out of what?
What you thought of the movie.
Out of what? Five or 10?
So, 10. Fine. You can do 10.
Okay, we're doing 10? 11.
I hate the 10-point regarding scale. Really?
Yep.
11.
Yep.
Okay.
This was, without any question, the best movie I've seen in years.
Really?
Literal years.
Wow. Wow. Over Spider-Man and over Avengers?
Yep.
Well, I don't look at those as like cinematic masterpieces or anything. Not that I'm saying that this one necessarily is, but those are just, you know, popcorn cookie cutter formula movies, right?
Yep.
No, but Jared cried.
There's 22 years or 22 movies of crying to do for that.
A big difference.
Okay,
and who's to tell you that I didn't get emotional for this movie as well, for many, many different reasons.
Ooh.
The cameras, I had them.
On your shoes.
But 100, definitely perfect score.
That's high praise. I'm going to give this, I won't give it a 10 because I have a hard time giving anything a 10. I'll give it like a 9.6, 9.7. Like, it is up there. It is really close. I do think I like movies, more movies than it. Other things that I think are closer to a 10 that already exist. So I don't think it comes in as like a perfect score. I don't make movies. I can't look at it and go like it should improve here somewhere or do something like that. But I think maybe I can't even talk bad about a 9.6. I mean, it's still just unbelievably fantastic movie.
I'm gonna give it a 9.95.
Ooh.
For sure. It was so unexpected and good that I can't really argue with anything other than a 9 at minimum.
Okay.
I'm gonna say a 10 out of 10.
Damn. 2 10.
For sure.
Well, 11 10.
There wasn't a moment in this movie that I wasn't like, there was no lulls in the movie at all.
There was no part of the movie that I wasn't engaged in the movie.
Everything was important. Everything was where it needed to be. It was so good. It was really good. I don't know what else to say about it without saying spoilers.
Yeah. Sure. Now, I will say that there is a possibility that after seeing it a second time...
You've seen it twice?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying after seeing it a second time that my idea of it may change.
Okay.
Where it's one of those situations where when you see something that I think, having only seen it once and going in with, oh my God, I'm finally getting to see this movie,
mm-hmm.
kind of can sway your opinion a little bit. But at the same time, from the start of the movie to the end of the movie, there was never a single moment where I said, man, that should have been this way. Or, man, that didn't make any sense. Or, why is that even included in the movie? And I'm gonna backtrack to that as we get into talking on it, because there was one thing, but it wasn't that was bad. Mm-hmm. It was man, I would love to see that happen.
I have something like that too.
But we can get into that as we start discussing the movie. I'm curious to see if me and Gage might say the same
thing. Might be the same thing. So spoilers?
Yeah.
All right, warn the kids, Ian.
Hey, watch out, everybody. It's spoiler time. You better get out of here if you want. Just go away.
Warning! Spoilers! Warning! Spoilers!
Are they gone?
They're gone.
They're all gone?
Okay. Okay, cool.
Nobody's listening right now.
No one's listening. Okay, just throw it out there, Jared.
This movie fucked my head, dude.
Okay, what is the one thing that I wish would be different, Kyle?
What was the one thing you wish that would
be
different?
The one thing that I wish would be different, and it's the thing that I'll always wish would be different until it actually happens, is that Thomas Wayne didn't die and became Batman. I want Flashpoint Batman in a movie so bad. That's the only thing.
That would make sense in this universe because Joker is older.
Yeah. And that was my thought behind it.
The thing that I wanted to happen was when Joker leaves the talk show, he runs into the Waynes leaving a theater across the street. Maybe it's the same building. Finds them, recognizes Wayne, and says, something like, punch me in the face in the bathroom. You see what I've done to the city? This is a new revolution. Shoots Thomas Wayne, shoots Martha, leaves Bruce there, and then he runs away.
Mm-hmm.
Kills himself, gets killed by a cop running away or something. That creates Batman, and then that creates a later Joker who is the Joker that we get as modern Joker. True. That is inspired by this Joker kind of thing. That goes into kind of like the Red Hood thing, where the Red Hood's played and played and played by different people throughout Batman history. That's what I would thought was going to happen, and I'm not upset that it didn't at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that this had to end with Thomas and Martha dying.
Yeah.
It had to. So when they panned to the Zorro movie, I was like, okay, here's that.
Zorro and the Gay Blade.
Yeah.
I didn't. Was that what it was called?
Zorro the Gay Blade, I think is what it was.
I'm not sure. I'm not or a something Zorro. Like that. I'm not a fan of gay films. I don't watch them myself.
Man, they took a child to see that.
It's Bruce's idea.
He got scared and wanted to leave.
Yeah. Anyway. Go for it.
Yeah, yeah. How do we start with this?
That was a real movie. Zorro the Gay Blade.
Well, there you go.
Gay isn't happy, I would assume.
I guess.
Maybe. Let's not assume. Those times are different. Kids are watching porn.
True.
I don't even know where to start with this, because, I mean, obviously, it's not like a normal movie podcast where we go, you know, almost scene by scene, because we can make notes and things like that. I wasn't going to be the guy.
Keep in mind.
What's that?
Joaquin Phoenix, and I think one of the actresses, was in a cult when they were younger.
Really?
Until him and his brother River, and then also another woman, was in God's Children? Children of God, Children the David God. Berg cult. They were in that cult until very young, and their young age. Their family was in those cults.
Damn.
And so I'm wondering if that, like, a lot of people are thinking that played a part into how he got into his role.
Well, I think Joaquin's pretty method when it comes to acting, right?
Yeah, like Jared Leto method. But
yeah, well,
did he lose a lot of weight for this movie?
Yeah,
a lot of weight. Like Christian Bale in like The Machinist lose weight.
He developed disorders. Yikes. Lost weight.
Dude, when he was kicking that dumpster...
I thought he was kicking the dumpster straight on, and I was like, what the fuck? Because I thought...
Well, when he was doing that, dude, he looked just like how I'd imagined the Joker looking. Like, he was skinny, but, like, he seemed, like, crazy and violent, like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At any point, did you guys think what was Zazie Beetz, her character's name? Does anyone remember?
Who?
The girl that lived down the hall from him. The one that
I don't remember.
Dating.
I don't remember her character name.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Anyway, did you guys at all think that was a hallucination before it was revealed? I did.
I didn't.
I 100% did.
I will tell you.
Sophie was her name, by the way.
I'm sitting here as this is happening, and like when he like goes and knocks on her door
when he kisses her the first
and
time,
and she like opens the door, and then he just kisses her. I'm like, oh, she's about to like push him away, and she just like wraps her arms around him and pulls him in. I'm like, what the fuck?
So when the movie starts, there's an early scene where he hallucinates himself, or even imagine, I guess, himself on the Murray Show, being called on, being friends with Murray and all that, which is Al Pacino's character. No, Robert De Niro.
That's not him.
Robert De Niro. Sorry. I knew I was going to fuck that up. Robert De Niro's character. He's on there, and I was like, okay, now that I know that was a thought that he had, how much of what I'm about to see is going to be real? So exactly.
That was our question at the end when he's in the hospital.
Like, how much of what he saw was
like,
real?
Was that all actually happen, or was that the joke?
Or, like, what point did he, like, enter the hospital? Because I think he entered when he was talking to the guy to get the records.
Yeah, like, he got caught.
He's like, what does somebody need to do to get in here? And...
Well, didn't like, he had green hair at the end of the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, that's right. He dyed it.
Well, yeah. He died after he talked to the records guy.
Oh, he had green hair at the end when he was talking to the lady?
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, I wasn't remember. Paying attention.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it was kind of hard to tell because it's dark green, but... Yeah, and then it, even I mean, I could guess I could buy that. Like, if they told me that, like, yeah, he actually was admitted at this point, and everything else was, you know, crazy talk from here, I could see that. Because I didn't think he was going to go on the talk show and kill anybody on TV. I will say that when he sat down full makeup on the Murray Show and lost all emotion and sat there and blankly stared off, that creeped the fuck out of me.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually jarred by that. I was like, that is menacing. I know he looks like a clown. He doesn't look like Heath Ledger's homeless-looking Joker. He looks evil. And I'm shocked. It was was cool.
The scene where he shoots Robert De Niro's character was just fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Like, that's where, like, my stomach dropped.
I'm like, ugh. Well, mine, I didn't expect... I expected him to kill the fat clown. Didn't expect it to be so graphic.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I also loved the direction they took his voice.
Yeah, like the kind of higher pitch.
Like higher pitched voice.
I do like that it kind of took like the Nolan approach where it tried to ground things in reality. Like, you know, he's got a disorder for laughing that, you know, and then he tried to even connect it in like old Joker origins where it's, you know, because Joker is classically like, he doesn't have a name. He's not from a family or anything. He's just a person that showed up. And this one is like, well, he's Arthur Fleck. And then you find out, like, well, he was Thomas Wayne's son. Like, oh, that'd be a freaking twist. That's awesome. And like, oh no, his mom's just crazy. He was adopted.
Yeah.
Oh, so he doesn't have a parent or parents. And then he was abused. And then, so Arthur Fleck's not his real name. It was a given name. So he can, you know, denounce that. So now he's not anybody. He doesn't know who his parents are. He's just a kid that showed up. So I like that they did a lot of that.
Yep.
I was really interested to see where they were going to go with that relationship with that girl, because the whole time I thought it was real.
Zazie Beetz? Yeah. But when it was revealed not real, I was like, okay. I'm... Because it didn't make any sense that, like, it wouldn't have made any sense, because he just has one casual conversation about shooting themselves in the head on an elevator and then shows up in her apartment and starts making out with her.
Yeah.
And then and then they're just out getting donuts.
Yeah.
And then they're at a comedy show.
Before that, he was stalking her.
Yeah, before that, he was stalking her, and then she was like, oh, were you following me?
Which
he's
found super cute, you know. Yeah. Yeah. But even that scene wasn't real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where she's talking
about him. Her seeing him do stand up,
right?
Also, that wasn't real.
Not
that
real.
Happen. Yeah,
or her at the hospital with his mom, not real. And then when he killed his mom, shocked me.
Yeah, that
didn't expect that.
That caught me off guard.
And they showed the whole thing.
Yep.
Like every last breath. Here it is. And that I think that's one thing about the movie that I talked about earlier and before we did spoilers, how the movie lingers and stays longer than maybe it should. I thought that worked out really well.
Mm-hmm.
So like how you see Joker dancing around for too long when he is dancing by himself, or when he's walking through or sitting in his living room for just doing nothing for too long. You're kind of getting that
his day to day.
Yeah. Or disconnect he has from reality, the mental illness part, where it is, he is somebody who suffers from chronic mental illness and abuse, and he's from a terrible place, but he tries to reject that with medication and, you know, good thoughts. And then once it's all out there, once it's all gone, it's this person. He is a person who has failed by society, and this is where we are.
Yep.
One thing that I was not a fan of is the Alfred.
Was that Alfred?
I think it was intended to be Alfred.
Yeah. Okay.
Why didn't you like that Alfred?
I don't know. I don't think it fit well. For some reason.
Okay.
Whenever I think of Alfred, I think of the Alfred in Gotham.
Okay.
The TV show, for some reason. But...
I'm kind of disappointed it wasn't Michael Caine, but...
That would have been awesome if it was Michael
Caine. Here nor there, I guess.
I was looking for relation to other Batman stories and comics or even movies, and I didn't see anything, so I don't know if anyone picked up on anything.
I didn't.
Yeah.
And I tried to find. I tried to pay close attention to small details,
and like looking at names and
bigger
things,
bigger cuts, and just nothing.
Did your guys' theater laugh when the little person clown couldn't get out of Arthur's apartment after his friend died?
Yes. There were giggles.
Yes. My movie theater laughed too, and I was like, I don't think that's the point of this scene. I don't think that we're supposed to laugh, but I do get how it could add some levity here. But. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
but when he closed giggles. The door before he opened it back up, I'm like, oh, fuck.
I thought something. I was like, okay, he's actually gonna do it to the little guy. And he was like, you're the one. You never made fun of me or anything. Yeah. You're cool. Get out of here.
You're the only one that was nice to me.
What was your favorite part then? Is there a favorite? Can you have a favorite part of this?
I don't know.
Right.
My favorite, I think my favorite part was after he shot Robert De Niro's character and he like got up and started walking to the camera and talking. And I was like, that's life. Like that.
Did his sign off or whatever. Yeah.
I like the part that's right after that where they show the production room of all the different TV screens and they're all going to standby one after time. I was like, this is not a scene that's needed in this movie because we get that. It's a behind the scenes thing that would just happen in real life anyway. This is cool. This shows you how public this is and now how it's starting the uprising of more and more places instead of just Gotham.
And who doesn't love a good dance scene? I mean, let's be real.
When he's dancing while he's doing his makeup and dyeing his hair.
I meant the part on the stairs.
The stairs? Yeah. When he's dancing to, what's that song? Like the pump-up song for football games. And he's just fucking dancing on his
stairs. Oh, yeah.
I did like the scene on the subway when he shot the three guys. And so I thought when he shot those three guys, that wasn't real. I thought that was hallucination based on the thing I said earlier about the Murray Show thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that was real. And then it ended up being real.
Yeah.
But what's up?
At first, I didn't think the Murray thing was real. And I thought he was just going to go there.
Yeah. That's, I was.
Oh, the phone call?
Thinking the same thing. Yeah.
Okay. I get that.
I was like, if that wasn't real, was the Murray thing real?
Because that was the only thing that made me question, like the whole movie. It's like, how would they get a hold of the tape, and why would they show it on a show,
and then invite him on the show,
and then invite him on the show when they know he's back? Just to make fun of him.
I can buy into them inviting him on the show because I mean, if something like that creates enough views and talk, they're going to try and find a way to work with that person and milk that person for as many views as possible. I think it is a question of, you know, disbelief here where it is like, well, how did they get a video of it? It's 1970 something. Like,
true.
People aren't just going to have readily available video for stand-up comics for a one night, for an open mic kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, how do you go about calling around for that video? Unless the person who runs the stand-up open mic night knows the Murray Show and is like, hey, you got to check this guy out. This was bad.
See, I don't know if it was an open mic though.
You don't think so?
It didn't. I don't know.
It kind of seemed like that because the guy that went on before him told like 3-4 jokes and said, "Hey, that's my time." That sounded very open mic to me.
I don't know.
Well, you and I have done stand up comedy, right, Kyle? Right? You understand?
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Debatable.
I do. What's up?
I liked when like you could see his mind changing during the interview.
When she's like, we're cutting the funding, he's like, you're not listening.
No, I meant the Murray. Interview on Murray.
Oh, okay.
When like you could see like he's like gets over his book and then he starts telling that joke and then he starts laughing and his next joke is like, I killed those three people. Yeah, and they're like, that's not funny. He goes, yeah, it is. And then like you could see like his like facial expression just like changing.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that part was crazy.
Let me ask you this, and I don't know how, I mean, I'm not an authority to talk on this or anything, but, like, what, did you kind of get the vibe that, like, you kind of see why this could be, like, a nice anthem for, like, incels and things, and people who do act like this, like, society does hate them, and women hate them and things, that they could take this too far? Did you have that thought?
I didn't get the incel vibe, but I got, like, the mental health and, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I get that.
Kind of like it their actions validate, like, I don't know, it's not a good look.
No, and I guess that's why people talked about this being a dangerous movie. Do you get that vibe at all from it?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
yes,
I could,
for
this
sure
is a, this is definitely it. Yeah,
damn, I was the only one who said no.
I think I'm gonna say no also. I don't think it's necessarily a dangerous movie because I hope, and some people can't, I get that. It's the whole thing about Taxi Driver, where that dude was inspired to go shoot Ronald Reagan, right? Was it Reagan?
I think so.
I can see that. I don't think it's necessarily a dangerous movie because it's still art. I think there's other movies out there that can do the same thing. But
I'm not saying that there isn't. But I'm just saying, like,
sure.
I could see.
But you can
this
see like, yeah, someone like,
violence.
Oh, I'm like that. I'm picked on and bullied. I'm a guy that's, you know, outcast by this. I'm failed by society. I need to get out there and do these things.
I took it another way as, like, I kind of see myself in this and I don't fucking like it a little bit. Like, I don't know. It was a very fucking disturbing movie, but yeah, it was really good.
So is there a message from this movie we're supposed to take? What's the, like, what's the...
What's, no, don't be a dick.
Sure.
Continue to see a health professional if you feel you need to.
But, I mean, you think about the movie, like, you look at the movie and you look at the way that the movie progresses. You start at the beginning of the movie, and you have this guy who's just working his job. He's, you know, minding his own fucking business.
And his kids beat him up.
You know, the kids steal his sign. And that's, like, step one.
Mm.
And then, you know, you have the part where they're like, hey, I heard that this happened. Here, have a gun.
Well, even before that, you have the guy, his boss being like, hey, I... Or no, I guess it's right after the gun. The
and
gun
then,
part.
And you know, you have the gun, and then you have
him being on the bus. It was after he being dropped on the bus. Gun fell out of his pants when he was at the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have the subway scene where, you know, they're picking on that fucking lady, and he's like, hey, you know. And then they fucking immediately...
Well, he's like, laughing, well, fuck you, but he can't stop laughing, but he is laughing, so they're fucking with him.
And so... You think to all these things where literally everything in this movie, all of the events at the end of the movie were directly created by the way other people treated him or the poor parts of Gotham, or, you know, whether it was Thomas Wayne saying, you know, everybody's clowns or whatever the fuck, you know, just down talking towards people that are not successful or are different than you. And
the lower ends of society.
You think about the amount of unfortunate circumstance or unfortunate events that have happened recently or in the past, what, 5-10 years, where they're all, it always seems like it's that troubled person, you know?
Yeah.
Where what could have been done differently, or how could somebody have treated this person differently that maybe could have prevented something like this from happening?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I think it creates
that.
I
feel like that's every movie, though.
Yeah, you could look at every movie that kind of way where it's like, this is a look in the void moment where do I look in the void and continue on and be a bad person because people are bad to me, or do I say, like, I'm going to somehow try and turn the other cheek to this kind of stuff? And I think that's a hard decision for some people to make, especially from in this movie, the Joker's point of view, where it's like, everything is failing me. My mom is sick. I can't get meds. I'm fired from my job. The world is daunting. I can't get a break here. What am I to do? Well, to be fair, first of all, he's defending himself on the train.
Yes.
And then he hunts down that third dude, and it turns into another thing, and then he's kind of, you know, turned on by the whole thing. He's kind of thrilled by it. Like, he came back a bit on it. But I you know what? And the more I talk about it, I think it could spawn somebody to look at it and go, like, that's me. On that screen, I am the guy that gets picked on and bullied. I am the guy that can do those things. Can it happen as easily? Probably not. No. Are guns super accessible? Sure, but even then, not everyone knows how to use one. They're, you know, packed away by parents and things. I don't know. I am not super worried about it because I do see it as a movie, and I'm someone who thinks a little sensibly when it comes to separation of art and reality. But.
Right.
Still a great movie. That was awesome.
Definitely go see it.
Wouldn't be surprised if there were Oscars in the future for this movie. I haven't seen any other, like, Oscar bait kind of.
You know, neither have I. So I don't know.
To come out when that's.
However, I will still be very surprised if this movie does not at least get a nomination for Joaquin Phoenix.
I think it'll get a nomination. That's all we're hearing about with this. And then, normally, when you hear about, you know, like, oh my god, this movie should be up for Oscars, you get the nominations, because a lot of those people are still the same people who nominate. I think it'll be interesting.
I know the director has said that this movie is going to be a standalone movie. Do you think it should be a standalone movie?
I think that it will be fine as a standalone movie, and I think that if that's the decision that they made from an artistic standpoint where that's just what they want it to be, that's fine. Do I want to see more of it? Yes. But I'm not going to run around screaming, hey, we need a Joker 2.
Right.
So, I mean, yes and no. I'm cool with it being just this as it is.
I imagine this is a standalone movie because I think it'll be hard for them to do or to convince Joaquin to do this again. Holy shit.
It went down a lot. I noticed.
This version or in general?
In general. I think it'll be hard to get Joaquin to do it again. And not to say that he won't, but I know Joaquin is a very art kind of actor. He's a method actor.
And he's not the kind of person that's going to want to come back.
My performance was fantastic that one time. I'm not touching it again. Yeah. That its legacy is living that way. Do I think that you could have another in this universe? Talk about events from this movie? Sure.
Yeah.
You could talk about how, like, oh, that clown in the 70s did this, and if we do get a new Batman, that or the Batman movie that's coming out with Robert Pattinson as Batman, if that spawns from this movie, I could see that no problem. And then you can introduce the Joker the same way I saw, the person is inspired by this stuff, there's a different Joker this way. You can do a lot of things, and that's the good thing about, like, comic books.
Exactly.
You can do whatever you want, and no one will care because they just like their characters. I don't think we see a Joker 2 or a Joker something from this character. I think this is the last we've seen of Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. And I'm okay with that.
100% okay with that.
It seems like a perfect origin movie to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everything, like, all the loose ends, there weren't, like, really any loose ends at all.
No, I think it was pretty much closed. And then, the end of the movie, and sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to get this thought out before I forget it. The end of the movie where they're, like, celebrating him on top of the car, if they pull him out of the cop car that is wrecked, and they're celebrating him, mm-hmm. It didn't really give me the feeling that, like, he was a leader to those people, that he was just, like, an icon they would put on a poster or that they would follow. It didn't look like they weren't following his words or anything. And, of course, we didn't see that because it was immediately after the talk show to, you know, crime in the streets and things. So I don't know that anyone would be willing to, because Joker's got people on the outside that break him out of things. Is someone breaking him out of Arkham Asylum? Maybe. I would believe it if you said that, but I didn't get that feeling that he had those people were his people. They were just people of the city who were using that as a message.
Yep.
So.
Now, how do you feel about, I don't know if you guys saw the reports about Jared Leto feeling alienated when it comes to Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
Cool, sucks to suck.
You know what I'd say to you, Jared Leto? You should have been a better fucking Joker. You shouldn't have been a dick on set to everybody who you worked with. And I know not of all of it's his fault. A lot of that is direction. A lot of that is called from the studio.
I don't know if sending condoms to
That part is definitely his fault. But how our on screen how we saw that Joker on screen is not all his fault. You know, someone else wrote the script, someone else directed him how to act, things like that. He developed he developed his own laugh, which was terrible. He didn't choose to wear the tattoos, which were terrible. He also didn't choose to be 95% of the marketing and 5% of the movie.
Yeah.
You know, that's not on him. So Jared Leto was given the shit into the stick when it came to the Joker, but to say that he felt alienated, like he should still be the Joker or should have been the Joker in this movie, I think is delusional because he was terrible with what he worked with.
Yeah.
He would not have fit this movie. I think Jared Leto is a fine actor. I don't think Jared Leto is the type of actor that would look at this and be like, okay, I can lose myself in that.
Yeah.
I know he's an Oscar nominated. I know he's won Oscars for, I think, Dallas Buyers Club or something. And could he do it given the time? Maybe. But he's not Joaquin Phoenix. So, sorry, Leto, you're out.
Thank you for listening, though.
Thank you for listening.
I still would like to see, and I know I've brought this up before, but the guy that played the Joker, quote unquote, in Gotham, I still think is one of the best Jokers.
I don't watch. I refuse to.
I think so, but
I don't like Gotham.
They dance so much around actually acknowledging him as the Joker.
I think that's because they didn't have the rights to him.
Yeah,
I think so, that gets you to watch longer though. So people are like, people who are interested in that show, are like, oh, I can't wait for the reveal of the Joker. Oh man, I can't believe they didn't do that. Next season, I'm definitely gonna reveal him as Joker. Oh my god, he looks just like him, but they won't say it. Yeah. Oh my god.
Well, and then you had the whole, I guess you don't give a shit.
Don't give a shit.
Basically, he dies.
Yeah,
and then twin. Oh, surprise! This is his twin brother, who's also fucking crazy. I think
Ian told me that one day.
So,
but it was he played both parts so well. Yeah. He played the crazy Joker from the family or Meet the Family or Welcome to the Family, or Death whatever, of the where family. Like his face gets cut off.
Meet and the Family.
Meet the Fockers, you know, the classic Batman tale. And
I got nipples, played, Joker. Can you milk me?
And then he played the Joker from The Killing Joke, and that was the other Joker. And he played both of them, I think, perfectly.
I do love The Killing Joke, but...
Recently watched that again.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's on Hulu.
I think it's on HBO, too.
Huh.
Yep.
I do want to bring up that on IMDb's list of top 250 movies, Joker is ranked number 10 at the moment.
Still,
what's
still
number? What's top 10?
I'll give you top 10. Fresh. Can you think you can guess number one?
Top 10 movies of all time.
Yeah, rated by this is IMDb users. That's rated by.
I'm gonna. Users? I'm going with Shawshank.
No,
I know it's up there, but I don't know what's number one.
Can we get a year?
1994.
Forrest Gump.
I don't know. I was gonna say Titanic, but
Kyle, Forrest Gump was 13.
Damn it!
Shawshank is number 10. One.
Really? That was 94.
Shawshank's number one. Yeah. So here, I'll go through the list of top 10 movies rated by IMDb users. So this is people going online, voicing their opinions, and giving it 10 stars, basically.
Because I know Dark Knight's on there still top 10, right?
You're damn right it is. So number two,
like five.
Number two is The Godfather. Number three, The Godfather Part Two. Number four, The Dark Knight. Number five, 12 Angry Men. Number six, Schindler's List. Number seven, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Number eight, Pulp Fiction. Number nine, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And number 10 is The Joker.
And what's 11?
11 is Fight Club.
Okay.
Thank God Fight Club's out of there.
So Fight Club will move back to number 10.
You think so?
I mean,
I love Fight Club.
You gotta realize that...
Oh, do I?
There are people still going to see The Joker. And there are people still going to see The Joker and then reviewing it and putting their scores up. Yeah. Nobody's doing that for Fight Club anymore. You know what I mean?
What if I want to start reviewing movies now from 1999?
I mean, hey, if you do that, you
I
do
really
that.
Don't like Pulp Fiction.
Really?
No, I do now, not think
I love me and Ian talked about this the other day when I first watched it. I was like, I didn't dig it.
I loved Pulp Fiction.
Didn't dig it. I want to look down just for kicks being a DC fan. Where's the closest Marvel movie on here? 48.
Yeah.
Is Endgame. So fuck you, Marvel. Get a top 10.
So that's the last, that's the latest one, right?
Yeah, that's, yeah. And then Infinity War was 60.
Where's Iron Man? Just curious.
If it's even on here. I'm sure it is. To be fair, just for reference, Into the Spider-Verse was 61. 70 is The Dark Knight Rises.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't even think that movie's super great, but I do like it. But 70 seems high. See if Iron Man is on here. I'm down to 109 and still haven't seen
probably
it.
Probably not.
It could be. I know people love that movie. Batman Begins is 124.
Rip.
Yeah, you guys vamp while I keep looking for this.
I mean, I don't really have anything else unless you do.
No, I don't have anything.
Yeah.
It's not what vamping means.
vampires.
So more about this movie. Yeah, no, I don't know.
I am really excited to see Robert Pattinson as Batman.
Yo, me too.
To be honest. I think that's going to be really cool. I know a lot of people give him shit about being Edward, but I think he could do it.
Yo, I don't understand why so many people have an issue thinking how long it has been since he's been in a fucking Twilight movie.
He's been in other great movies.
Like, it's not like he just got done... with Twilight and is like, well, my next thing's gonna be Batman. Like,
well, look at Jake Gyllenhaal. You remember when he was in that movie with Mary Jane Watson and he threw things and killed people? We watched it, remember?
That was him?
That was Jake Gyllenhaal. No, man, it wasn't.
No, it was not.
There was a part of that got cut out, and I feel like it was very important.
It was Ryan Gosling, you're right. Yeah. It was not Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah.
The fuck are y'all talking about?
What was the name of the movie?
Oh, God.
Iron Man wasn't on the list, by the way.
God damn it. Is it the bad movie with Kirsten Dunst and the chair throwing?
Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, nope. That's it. It was like a sentence. Oh, God.
You guys vamp while I look for it.
I'm excited to see Robert Pattinson as Batman. And they just casted Rihanna to be Catwoman. Or
Really?
Or did they actually cast her to do that?
I saw, was it Catwoman or Poison Ivy?
I think it might have been Poison Ivy. I saw they were talking about it, but I didn't see
it. I think it was official. I don't know how to spell her name.
And it was All Good Things, by the way, that movie that you guys were talking about.
All good things.
The crazy movie?
Yeah. You're right.
Okay, yeah, so it was Ryan Gosling. That movie was dirt shit.
I liked that movie.
Look at Ryan Gosling. You liked that movie?
It wasn't that bad. Jared. I mean, I shouldn't say I liked that movie. I'm not going to go out and say, hey, go see this movie. But it was, I mean, it was fine.
I didn't have any issues with it. It was so goddamn dumb. I cannot even think.
I guess it's not confirmed. I guess it's still a rumor. But I guess she's being talked about. Okay. I'm excited to see it. Because it's, who's that? Matt Reeves is doing that one?
Sure.
And I think it's like a super detective style Batman movie with like the Penguin and I guess Poison Ivy. I don't know. But I think it's more of a crime cop thriller than it is an action superhero movie, which these more grounded movies I'm into because I'm kind of tired of the CGI fest that is the Marvel movies. Not that hate them.
DC is more known for like the dark and dirty, down to earth. I feel like
it is now because of how big of a brand Batman is and how much you can do with that. But like, I mean, it comes from the same
Justice League.
Yeah, it comes from the same stick of colorful comic book movies from the Silver Age and things. But
I still want to see a Flash movie. The Flash is my favorite DC character for those that don't know.
I heard the show is good.
I heard the show is very good. Same with Arrow.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
But honestly, I have heard that all the DC TV shows are great.
All the DC movies are good. Thank you, Jared. That's so nice of you to say.
Especially Catwoman.
No! We'll talk about
a good DC film.
Check out our Catwoman review if you like this Joker review.
Click below and subscribe.
Final thoughts on this. I think we've said what we need to say.
It's great. I'm not going to watch it in theater again, but definitely a good movie.
Would you paint your tongue with white face paint?
No.
No.
I was like, ooh.
I'll paint my tongue with barbecue sauce, and that's about it.
Okay.
Damn, I should go get a McRib.
Go see it if you haven't seen it.
And go get a McRib,
for sure,
too.
Go see it.
Don't go get a McRib.
Don't get a McRib.
Don't. Yeah.
A McRib is like that dad that, like, walked out on you and then comes out, like, one time a year, and you have to act excited to see him.
And he's covered in barbecue sauce.
And here I am, barbecue sauce on my titties.
What? All right, good. Take us home.
Thank you all for coming out. Raise Al Braisdale. I hope you learn to love and love to learn. And that's it.